I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. In 1961, Judith Espinar came across a handmade casserole pot at a marketplace in Mexico. That revelatory pot, which cost her less than $2, inspired a lifetime devotion to folk art, collecting it, yes, but also championing its traditional artists. In 2004, Judith Espinar co-founded Santa Fe's successful annual International Folk Art Market. And now, the International Folk Art Museum in Santa Fe is displaying over 200 works from her collection. Judith Espinar is with me now. Judy, welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm guessing that your home in Santa Fe is looking a little barren right now. Is it?
It is.
Is there anything in particular, any one object that you miss looking at each morning?
There's a large old Mexican Madonna. She's about 3 feet tall. Her dress is gold leaf on gesso, and then it's incised with beautiful carving, was just restored for the exhibition. And I miss her every morning.
Well, at least now you're sharing her with lots of people.
And she's happy about that.
I'm glad we mentioned your home, because you're displaying things in this exhibit in much the same way that you have arranged things at your home.
Correct.
And why did you make that decision?
Actually, it was the Folk Art Museum curators. They came to the house to see my ceramic collection because I am giving that collection as a gift to the International Folk Art Museum in Santa Fe.
Yes, that's wonderful.
So they really enjoyed seeing the ceramics placed with other folk art pieces the way I do it in the home. And they made the decision that the show should be about those compositions, so to speak.
Yes, putting things together by style or color rather than place of origin or time period gives you a perspective on the overview of folk art in a lot of situations.
I hope so, and I'm glad to hear you say that.
Getting back to the introduction, what was it about that casserole pot, Judy, that caught your attention?
I was a design student at Cornell. And we were very influenced by the Bauhaus at that particular time in the 60s. And the Bauhaus blended fine art with craft, which I love very much. And when I found myself in this field of casserole pots, the painting was very freeform. The colors didn't, so to speak, match. That they kind of fought with each other and had an excitement about them. And I thought, how could it be that I was studying design for 5 years and I never heard of these two words, folk art? There must be a lot to this that I'm going to appreciate, and that's where it started.
Would you say that your idea or concept of beauty changed in that realization?
Yes, I think that by collecting folk art, which is extremely accessible, it's affordable. So I thought, this is something everybody can have. I've always walked through the museums thinking, God, I love that painting. I would love to have it in my house. And that was the end of it. But at this point, I thought, I can have all of this in my house. And then I started doing it.
That leads me to a question that I've always wondered about in terms of collections. What is that tipping point where you go from simply acquiring things to collecting things?
I think for me, it's automatic. I was born with this idea of putting things together. When I was a child, I collected stones. I planted a garden, then I dug it up and I made a pattern out of it. I always was wanting to make things my own in a certain aesthetic way. So I think that discovering the accessibility of folk art and also the simplicity of it, in a sense, that it wasn't intellectual. It's not academic in that kind of sense. So it's for everyone. And that fascinated me, and I just went at it.
Is there a different frame of mind when you're collecting something rather than when you're just acquiring things?
Yes, and I think that was when I decided I had collected quite a bit. I had a career in the fashion industry and spent a lot of time in Europe. And I would take 2 days and go to the nearest pottery center for every trip. And somewhere along the way, I bought a piece the first time saying, I really don't like this piece, but it's a great example of this tradition, and somebody might be interested in it someday.
You say in your introduction to the exhibit that folk art and the casserole pot from Mexico made you realize the distinction between looking and seeing. What did you mean by that?
When you look at things, you notice it's a door, it's a color, the practicality of things. But seeing things is taking the whole thing in. Are the brush strokes free? Are the brush strokes linear? Are the brush strokes all the same color? Or does the color soften and then get bright again? So you begin to know, you could say, the visual genetics of the piece. And it really creates a love affair.
There's a wonderful Madonna, I believe it's the Lady of Our Sorrows, in the exhibit that seems to me to be a pivotal piece for you. Could you talk about it?
It's extraordinary in its ability to take you in. I actually came to Santa Fe the first time on a trip with the Whitney Museum in the 80s, and we happened to be there in Spanish Market. Just happened. And of course, I was already collecting folk art. And this was like being reborn, being in Spanish Market in Santa Fe and seeing all these gorgeous. I love the bultos and the retablos, but mostly bultos. And when we moved to Santa Fe, of course, I was at Spanish Market at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch the Santeros unpack. And I actually saw Felix Lopez, I believe this is true, unpacking that piece. And actually, when Felix Lopez had one of his retrospective shows, I'm sure he's had many because he is one of the renowned Santeros in the world, he borrowed that piece back. So it made me feel like the way I feel about her, I'm not the only person. She's Our Lady of Sorrows. And when you look at her, she's so beautiful that you know how deeply she's feeling her sorrow, but you want to become her anyway.
What a beautiful way of putting it. That's great. There is in the exhibit a plate wall. How did you go about arranging that?
I've been doing plate walls almost since the time I started collecting because there's something about plates that I love. It's very easy to see what the artist is talking about on this surface of something that you eat off of. I don't know. There's just something amazing for me about plates, and I have lots of them. So I have always found an architectural part of the place where I live to hang plates. And for me, a plate wall is something you do over time. You start by highlighting the architectural space. Even if it's a wall, you put a border. And then you start building down and out from that. I think when you do a plate wall, it becomes your own composition. And that's one of the things I love about any piece of art. A piece of art teaches you more about how to see beauty. And so when you experiment with putting these plates together in a place that you've chosen, it becomes part of you. And so I think that then there's a connection that you'll always feel to that composition.
This exhibit is, of course, a celebration of design and color and imagery. But I think there's also a subtle, maybe commentary going on here on your part, a request, maybe a plea that you're making to the viewer.
Absolutely. I want other people to start collecting. Part of our job on this planet is to conserve and support as much beauty as possible, because beauty is the thing that helps us support other things that perhaps are a little more difficult.
Judith Espinar is exhibiting handmade pieces from her private collection at the International Folk Art Museum in Santa Fe. Wood carvings, metalwork, textiles, and ceramics on view through August. Information at KUNM.org. Judith, thank you so much for coming in.
Enormous pleasure. Thank you.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.